Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your host, Charlotte Sivak, and I'm coming to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Would first like to thank David Hickey for his beautiful track that you were just listening to. It's called Centaur, and it's from his new album called Acceleration. You can find more of his music at crystaljourney.ca. So I am so delighted to have you all join us today for a very magical, yummy cosmic hour full of incredible synchronicities and expanding our collective consciousness. This is a very special show, and I feel very much honored to be and blessed to be sharing this all with you, especially during this week of Holy Week, where many of us will be celebrating all the different aspects from Passover and Easter. And which is even more amazing this year is that we actually have Earth Day pulled in all through this as well on April 22nd. So we'll be doing a beautiful activation for the Earth, and we'll do a beautiful meditative journey with it where we'll be invoking everybody. And then at the end of our journey, we're going to be bringing on our special guest, who is Patrick Bernard. He is an incredible New Age composer, writer, and producer, with several years behind him and many albums, countless albums. He is playing with his heart and his soul, and it's just amazing, the incredible music that we're going to be playing for you, and he'll be joining us later in the show to talk about his music, his background, how his heartfelt emotions are poured into this, and how he came about to create this incredible music that he has. So we're very much in honor of him being here. Now, today we're also going to be bringing in the show with the channeling activation of the cosmic and earth kundalini in honor of Gaia. So in honor of Gaia, the infinite spirit, which is manifested in all tangible things, partaking in the blessing of life, in gratitude to Mother Earth, the support that she gives us, her nurturing, her energies, helping us to anchor and have a place for us where we can learn and bring together all the levels of life into this amazing, harmonious, self-appreciating balance. We thank her for the Earth School, and we thank her for all the incredible experiences and the beauty that she has given us, and how at times in her silence, she is always there for us and has never let us down. This is a very special time. And for the many of you, too, that are going to be celebrating it this week with all the different types of ceremonies and activations, it will be such an amazing connection for you, especially when you fully anchor yourself into the earth. And now that we have all the blue rays awakening to their divine path and to their divine missions, it is amazing how we're feeling everybody waking up. People who we felt that were completely out, that we're experiencing life more on the astral realms where they would be here physically, but emotionally or mentally, you wouldn't really find them here. Many people, they would say too, mentally, they were just going mental, thinking too much, overanalyzing, and not coming from a space from their hearts. And as we now move from our minds and moving into the awakening of our hearts, which opens up to unconditional divine love, activating and opening up everybody else just with your mere presence, withholding this energy, and then anchoring through by visualizing this beautiful energy as a tube of light heading down towards the base of your spine and your perineum, and then visualizing the tube from there traveling into the center of the earth, you'll feel as the connection becomes even more stronger. So I'm really looking forward to be able to share this with you, helping us beginning with the gratitude towards Gaia, starting with our divine roots, and helping us to activate and align with the cosmic and earth kundalini energies through our divine holograms, which are the bodies of light. And this way we'll be grounding through the frequencies and heavenly energies, and then transferring everything into the crystalline center. This is going to be helping not just Gaia, but ourselves collectively, assisting with the acceleration of our evolution for this quantum leap birthing process. You'll find yourself, as you continue to do this, infused and restructuring and connecting to the different aspects of your energy systems, you'll feel like your body is tingling, awakening, this incredible sense of energy that is just helping you with co-creating your greatest wishes and dreams, awakening your true divine self and your essence. This is such an amazing connection for you as well, too, as this alignment will help you as well with receiving all the appropriate energy at this time from where you're at. It's as if you were to go in front of the Sphinx and have a meeting, and the Sphinx recognizes your energy, who holds the divine blueprint of humanity, and aligns and sends the energy that you need to be activated at the space or time where you are now. So this will help you with where you are now, to help you to move or to accelerate or to expand your consciousness, awaken further your DNA, anchoring further the deeper, the fire codes, all the different sacred geometries. And as you work with the sacred geometries, you'll find that it'll develop and give you more mysteries into the future, especially when you're bringing in the flower of life, one of my favorite symbols. So as you receive all of these activations and energies through the meditation, you'll find that it'll harmonize, blending and fusing all of your light bodies, becoming the divine blueprint, and an expansion and an extension of the Christ consciousness. This way, it'll help you with anchoring heaven on earth. You'll become a channel or a conduit with this great expansion as you bring this energy forth. And you'll find yourself holding the divine cosmic ecstasy blueprints of the Shanknard universe. So with further ado, let us take a deep breath, inhaling through the nose. Some of you may choose to visualize the earth in front of you, or if you have a globe, put that in front of you, or create an altar honoring Mother Earth. And as you take a deep breath, inhaling through the nose, exhaling, and take another deep, clearing breath, inhaling, and bringing it all the way down to your perineum. And exhale. Feel your body relaxing. Feel it rejuvenating. Releasing what is no longer serving your path. Letting go of any stresses or strains. Any emotional wounds. And finding yourself coming into a deeper sense of peace. We call upon all the archangels, ascended masters, teachers, guides, animal totems, spirits, the divas, fairies, elves, and goddesses. We call on the overlighting diva of the nature spirit intelligence, the music of the spheres, all of our star brothers and sisters to be present with us. As we call upon the higher self, the Christ embodied self, and the ascended master self of all who is listening in, we now call upon the overlighting soul of Gaia to also be present as we all anchor and embrace our divine essence. And as you take another deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, we call Gaia Shakna. And ask for you now to visualize the sun. And as you see the sun, we ask you to visualize it with its beautiful rays of energy. Feeling the radiance, the healing, and the love, representing the Father God. And breathe in this energy as you feel the rays caressing your skin, sending a shiver or a tingling sensation down your beautiful homoluminescent body. You'll feel as it is activating you and infusing you with light, awakening and regenerating your DNA cell structures, helping you to awaken the divine within, the divine masculine and the divine feminine, awakening the compassion and the unconditional love that is your birthright. And you'll now feel a beautiful tube of light flowing downwards from the sun. You'll feel a connection of the cosmic Kundalini energy flowing in from beyond Orion, merging and blending with the sun, and then flowing through, where you will feel a tingling sensation on your crown chakra as you receive this magnificent energy. You'll feel the energy pouring through, bathing and washing over your pineal gland, releasing what is no longer serving its path, and raising you to the highest frequency possible at this time. You'll see this beautiful golden cosmic luminescent energy washing over the pineal gland as it travels downwards over your throat, clearing out any words you wish you hadn't said in anger, transgressions, or directed in criticism towards yourself. See them all being dissolved to the light as all the shadows are burned and transmuted. You feel this beautiful awakening happening through your throat chakra. Further still, you'll feel this beautiful cosmic Kundalini energy as it flows down your spinal column, elongating each spine, vertebrae, releasing any tensions, flowing over your heart, activating the secret inner chambers. Your soul and your soul matrix. Feel that beautiful energy of peace resonating through your heart, awakening it further as the waves of love ignite. And as you feel this incredible energy awakening around you, you'll feel even more cosmic Kundalini energy, the sparkling divine golden essence being poured into you as it flows down further still into your perineum, where it will also bathe and infuse your perineum and all your master cells with light. And take a deep breath, inhale, and hold as you visualize this beautiful breath flowing into your perineum, holding the energy, holding it, and let go. As we now ask you to visualize a tube of light being sent down from the base of your spine into the center of Mother Earth. As we ask the divas of the Earth plane to connect you to her crystalline center, aligning her heart with the cosmic heart. And as you feel this incredible connection, you feel how that cosmic kundalini, luminescent, brilliant energy of ecstasy flowing through your body that's been poured in from Orion, flowing downwards over and out from your perineum, down the tube of light you have connected to the crystalline center of Mother Earth, and connecting in where you will feel her heartbeat. Take a few moments and give her your gratitude for all that she has given you in this lifetime, past lifetimes, and parallel universes that you've been here. And you'll feel her incredible, nurturing, supportive energy expanding even further as she embraces you in a cherished hug. And as you feel this beautiful energy of unconditional love, the incredible, vibrating, luminescent, activating energy of the cosmic kundalini, you'll feel it mixing and blending with the crystalline center of Mother Earth, awakening her further, bringing in her luminescence, and activating the Earth Kundalini. Feel as the energy builds, the nurturing, supportive energy, and this beautiful Earth Kundalini, luminescent, brilliant, incredible red shade as it begins to flow upwards, mixed and blended, almost looking like the color of molten lava, flowing upwards. And you should begin to feel a pulsation sensation on the soles of your feet and the base of your spine, where you'll feel yourself being infused with her light, activated by her support, awakening deeper your connection of love. We now ask for Archangel Sandalphon to please step forth with helping you to be permanently connected with her, allowing you to connect with your grounding so you never lose touch with Gaia. And as you feel this incredible energy working through your body, blending and fusing, revitalizing you, energizing you, awakening all of your cell structures right down to the subatomic particles, regenerating, reawakening the God code within your cells. Take a deep breath and inhale. Hold for 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5, and release 2, 3, 4, 5, and stay empty. 2, 3, 4, 5. Just feel the peace washing over you. And the blending and the merging through your double helix. And awakening your beautiful homoluminescent body, your multidimensional self, the brilliance of your body, feeling the diamond ecstasy of the resonance of all the prisms within each of your cells, reflecting the energies of unconditional divine love, attuning to the Christ conscious grids, expanding the molecules so that you can recognize the space and the energies, so above, so below, so within, so without. As you feel yourself receiving all the divine knowledge from the divine intelligence, activating and allowing you to anchor your crystalline structure. You'll feel as this foundation is now in place, a new foundation, a foundation of expansion, of interdimensional, awakening all of your ascended master abilities, helping to connect you back in with the mind of light. You'll further feel these energies of the cosmic and the earth kundalini blending together, merging, infusing the alchemical marriage of the divine masculine and feminine. And as it travels upwards, feel it coming up to your throat. You'll see the collective energy of the cosmic and earth kundalini splitting into three directions, where you feel it continuing over your shoulders, releasing further any tensions or strains that you've been holding, allowing your muscles to relax, and see them flowing down over your arms, your forearms, and coming out each individual fingertips as if it were a water fountain. You'll feel the further increase in energy and activation of your healing capabilities. As you feel this incredible energy spurting forth from your fingertips, continue to also feel the energy collectively of the cosmic and earth kundalini as it travels upwards and out through your crown chakra. Again, visualize it spurting forth as if it were a water fountain. And as you feel this incredible energy of ecstasy, you'll feel the anchoring of the Shekinah cosmic codes to help you to fully anchor heaven on earth. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. Release any last pieces, doubts, fears, any separation issues. Embracing your ego and loving it. And see that all being transmuted as we ask for the mini tornadoes come over your body and help to blend and infuse your multidimensional layers and further awakening the oneness. And taking a few more moments to once again give gratitude to Gaia. Bring your awareness for the ladies back to your second chakra, which is located at the navel, and for the gentlemen to the base of your spine. And release that cord from before, seeing it burning and transmuting away to the light, as you send a new cord down, visualizing any color that you like, connecting back in, as we ask the divas again to connect you to the crystalline center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. Further assisted with the help of Archangel Sandalphon, helping you to ground these incredible energies through yourself and into the earth. Take another deep breath and start to wiggle your toes, your fingers, rotating your wrists, your ankles. You can stretch in any direction that you like. And when you feel ready, open your eyes. I hope you've all made it back. And as we take a few moments, bringing us back into the here and now, into the eternal stillness, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our guest, Patrick Bernard, before we bring him on. Since 1986, Patrick has been a full-time producer and composer of devotional music, inspiring audiences everywhere he goes with his sweet and profound music of divine love. A warm and richly complex musical texture, generating background for his singing, in which he freely expresses his heartfelt longing for the many forms of the Godhead. In his recordings of the ancient healing mantras and universal sacred chants, mainly in Sanskrit, Latin, and Hebrew, translates them into a contemporary musical form using the high-tech synthesizers, multi-choral progressions, and many ancient acoustical instruments. Over the last decade, Patrick's records have consistently achieved high status in the realm of contemporary instrumental music, winning him awards, achieving him gold status, and even landing him on the Billboard charts. He was also the first Canadian to climb the Billboard New Age charts, long before contemporary chanting was trendy. Patrick is an inspiring and has been inspiring his audiences with his powerful devotional compositions. He's just about to go back out on tour, has a beautiful new CD that's coming out, which we'll be playing a track from it later in the show. This is going to be adding to his collection of 16 records. You'll be finding how his music is incredibly awakening. It's a blend of soothing instrumentations with soft devotional chanting, the perfect companion for any healing practice, whether it's meditation or yoga. And I personally would add to that, I've had many times where I've been driving and I have played his music when I've been on those roads where you're out, where you see the vistas of the mountains and the sweeping landscapes. And it's incredible how it invokes these feelings and how you feel so activated from listening to his music. I discovered Patrick a few years ago when I was in Montreal doing a show, and his incredible CD while I was in one of the shops in downtown, along with all the patios and the amazing energy down there in Montreal. And his CD, Archangel Miracle, basically fell in front of me. And I thought, wow, I need to listen to this. I could not put the CD down. And within seconds of hearing the first track, I was hooked. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Patrick Bernard to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, and to introduce him to all of you so that you can also fall in love with his music. So hello, is Patrick on?
Yes, I am.
There we are. Welcome, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being a guest on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Pardon me?
Yes, thank you very much for having me in your show.
I'm sorry, I just didn't hear you. So
That's great.
I'm so happy to welcome you onto the show. There, you have so much. You're such a talented individual. It's so incredible, everything that you do. I can imagine how you inspire everybody.
Thank you so much.
No, oh, my pleasure. And it's the thing, you're ready to head out on tour again.
Yeah. It's a tour in the province of Quebec, in around Montreal, and in Montreal also, where there is a lot of spiritually inspired and interested people around. And I really like this place because it's a very peaceful place. And you know, I'm living in Quebec since 25 years now, so I have quite a lot of followers, and it's a great pleasure to meet these people again and to share the experience.
I'm sure they love it and want to take you to all their friends as well.
Yeah.
How do you find yourself when you're inspired and you begin to write? What motivates you? What brings you to that place? I mean, some of the music that you play is just so inspiringly beautiful. It's amazing. How do you get yourself into that space?
I think the right answer is I don't know. Because, you know...
You just surrender and let it happen.
Yeah. When I try to write music or to compose something by myself, it's terrible. It's not really beautiful. I have to abandon myself, you know. And I think a lot of artists and musicians, they know the technique, the particular technique to let it go, to completely let it go and don't interfere, you know. Because if we stay on the mental platform, on the mind platform, what we create is not really in harmony with the cosmos or with the divine energy. We just have to disappear, really. So all I do, frankly speaking, you know, honestly, all I do is I try to disappear. I try to forget about my personality, my transitory, ephemeral personality, and more or less I try to connect with my spiritual soul, with my divine part. And that's why I say I don't know, because it's not a question of control. There is no technique, or there is no particular method to do that. It's not a question of practice. It's more or less like gardening, and it's a culture, you know.
You just keep growing and adding to it.
It's a question of grace, really. Yeah, you're right. It's a question of grace. It's not a question of particular technique. It's a grace. So
like
I'm just trying to. let go of my conceptual identification, or I am, you know, I am French, I am a man, I am old, I'm young, I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm a woman, I'm a Catholic, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim. All those identifications, you know, they create limitations.
Right.
So I just try to forget myself and
just try to be
and receive something. You know, to open my.
When you're in your life purpose, you are fully activated because you feel that incredible sense of love coming from you. Your heart is activated. You feel the joy that's permeating through your entire system because you know you're in the right place and doing what you're meant to be doing. And by everything that, judging by everything that you've done, it's just amazing how you have accomplished and what you have brought to as a gift to the world, to the divine, to everybody that's here that does hear your music. I didn't realize that you also had written a book as well.
Yeah, I tried to write. I published already several books in French, in Italian, in German, and also one in English, of course. It's called Music as Yoga.
Oh, beautiful.
Music as yoga, because this is actually what I'm trying to do, a kind of sound yoga or yoga, music yoga, in the sense that for me, yoga is not a physical exercise, but it's a union with my angel, with my spiritual soul, with my divine part. It's a union, it's a marriage, a fusion. Not a fusion, but a more or less a communion.
Oh, I totally understand. It's
a communion. We become one, but not necessarily one. We become one and different.
That's amazing.
You know,
and with the many different forms of yoga that are out there.
Yeah.
You
this is the yoga I'm talking about. This union, communion.
Mm-hmm. Out of all the writings, I'm not sure if you know this, but right now we're in an amazing time for the next 4 months where Neptune is in Pisces, where it hasn't been in 149 years, and it's activating the really creative aspects and the philosophies of the higher mind and the spiritual selves and really activating everybody, infusing them to create and create and write and paint and dance and sing. And they're saying it's a preview until next year when it will be staying in the sign till 2025. So you might even find yourself being even more inspired and just almost like becoming the mad scientist of music. You're creating so much. That'll be amazing. You might have to clone yourself.
Actually, you know, to tell you frankly, I don't feel that I'm creating anything. I just let it go, and it's something is creating this music through me. I'm really an instrument in this creative process. I'm actually amazed, you know, when I'm listening to all these albums, I say, wow, and I have the courage to write my name on this album.
Yeah, what is that?
it's coming through me, and it's really a wonderful experience.
Well, I wanted to let you know that the very first article that I was ever published writing, which was about 2 years ago in Hawaii, I actually was playing one of your songs in the background as I was writing or allowing to whatever to come through. And it had to do with the multidimensional aspects of life and ourselves. And it was so amazing how the music just activated and allowed me to literally lose myself and just write. It was amazing. So I've told everybody, you have to hear this CD. It's incredible. And what, have you always done music, or was there anything that, what led you to where you are now? What began your journey?
Music is the only thing I did in this lifetime. I'm almost 60 right now, and I started to do music around, I think, 14 or 15, even before 12 or 13. I was sure that I was a musician, not in the classic term, but a natural musician, mm-hmm. more or less. But I did all kinds of music, of course, when I was younger, especially during the 70s.
Yeah, I did, you're experimenting.
Progressive music, you know, this progressive rock music like Genesis and Yes and Pink Floyd, of course.
Yes.
The progressive rock music was really, really wonderful at this time.
That's amazing.
During the 70s. And during the 80s, beginning of the 80s, I did some new wave music influenced by the German, the first electronic music coming from Germany, like Kraftwerk and all this type of new wave music. I was interested in electronic music, and but after I was doing that as a creative process, but also as a way of income, of course. You know, we have to live on this material platform.
And
I was also quite successful in the pop rock field. It was incredible. You know, but I was not very satisfied with this success.
I understand.
Yeah, I was, you know, the jet set, the show business, and the TV shows and everything. I was not satisfied. So, because I was looking for something more, you know, I was looking for God, actually. So I went to India a couple of times. And then I met a really nice spiritual master called Sridhar Dev Goswami. You don't know him, and nobody knows him because he never left India. It was at the end of the 80s. And he asked me, you know, so what are you doing? And I said, well, you know, master, I was a musician. But I gave it up because I'm looking for more. I'm looking for my soul. I'm looking for God. And so I gave up this career and music. And you know what he told me? He told me, well, you're a fool. He told me, you're a fool, number one. How can you give up music? Because music does not belong to you. How can you give up something that does not belong to you? And he told me, you know, there is two obstacles. And the first one is exploitation. If you do music in the spirit of exploitation, then you are going to suffer. Because you are going to be successful, and then you are going to suffer. That's the result.
And we see that with so many of the singers.
To exploit, you know, the sound energy.
Yes.
On the other hand, if you renounce, you're on the renunciation side. So if you don't do music on the spirit of renunciation, then you are going to suffer also. So in the middle, there is dedication. So you just have to carry on with your music, but instead of exploitation of renunciation, then you go in the middle and you dedicate your music to the awakening of spirit, to the awakening of the spirit soul. and the divine part. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
And when I came back from India, it was in 85, I started to try to mix the Sanskrit mantra from the Vedic literature with a kind of symphonic contemporary new age or new consciousness type of sound energy. And that was the creation of my first contemplative music album named Atlantis Angelis.
What a beautiful name.
Yeah, I was very interested into the Atlantis memories at this time.
Did you find while you were composing or you were putting it together with the producing aspects that you were having flashes as well from your past lives or visions from that time?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
I was on the Lemurian side of this historical continent, Atlantis and Lemuria.
And we can still feel the incredible energy of Lemuria, especially when you're in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was in Maui 3 weeks ago.
Oh, beautiful.
And I met all these beautiful musicians like Carol Nash and Govey.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a lot of music together. And,
I hope you recorded some of it.
The Lemuria energy over there. Interesting point is with this Atlantis Angelis album, from the very beginning I was trying to put into music the divine couple. Like, because this Sridhar Dev Goswami, spiritual master in India, he gave me the esoteric meaning of the Gayatri Mantra, and he told me that this Gayatri Mantra is dedicated to the divine couple. You know, as if you say God appearing as masculine and feminine at the same time, simultaneously.
Yes.
So this is why I did the Radha Madhava mantra on this Atlantis Angelis album.
How incredible that we are talking about that at this time, with it being day two of the Mayan calendar, and having it deals with twin flame, love. It's amazing. There was and Rita Melchizedek had written a beautiful invocation last week that was brought through. It was absolutely magnificent. And again, in divine timing, here we are having you on today during day two speaking about this. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a good timing. It's the 25th anniversary of this album right now. And I have the new release of Atlantis Angelis. And you know that the actual Maya calendar is on the cover of this album.
Oh, incredible.
25 years ago.
Wow. Well, you were a true leader. Not even knowing what you were doing back then.
The anniversary is in 2012 in a few months.
And people listening in can find this on your website?
Yes.
On
the website, yeah.
Which is www.patrickbernard.com.
Yeah, you can go also on www.dvcd.com.
dvcd.com.
Yeah, DV, like goddess, D-E-V-I-C-D.
And I have to ask you, because you were saying you were playing with all the different instruments. When was it that you actually introduced or started playing with or incorporated the ancient acoustical instruments, and where did you find them? I mean, I know there's always ways to find them, but or more or less, I should even ask you, they probably found you.
probably, yes, because in the esoteric tradition, the instruments especially the ancient musical instruments, are not material things. You know, they are alive. They have individuality. They can speak to you, and they can give you inspiration. They are alive. Like, for example, I can definitely speak to my tempura, or I speak to my guitar. I speak to my strings, you know, and I even speak to my, I talk to my synthesizers, because I know that in the quantum energy, everything is alive.
And it is also an extension of God.
Absolutely, through the Prakriti Shakti, the material energy, divine energy. The material energy is a divine energy, because it's an energy coming
Patrick, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'd like to at least, before, we're almost going to run out of time, but at least if it's possible for us to play at least a part of the track of the sample of the music that you brought, so everybody can hear this divine music, if it's possible.
Yeah.
And I think I'm talking to our magnificent producer. There it is. That was beautiful. And what was in, this was from your new release album?
It's a good choice, Charles, because, you know, this is the first time actually I sing in French. Usually I speak it in Sanskrit, I sing in Sanskrit, I sing Sanskrit mantra or Hebrew or Latin or some other languages. But in this particular album, I sing directly in French. And I was very surprised last month when this album was nominated for the Independent Music Award in the States.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. I didn't win the prize, but it was in...
Just to be nominated is a great honor.
Nominated in this Independent Music Award, and, you know, it came out of the blue, you know, like that. I was very surprised, because I said to myself, oh, it's very strange, because this is the first time I sing in French, and this album in French is nominated in the States. I was very surprised. It's like a miracle.
It's amazing who listens and how it travels.
Yeah. It's a proof that sound energy is not limited by vocabulary or particular languages. We can feel it. You know, it's not a question of understanding. It's not a question of intellectual calculations. No, it's a question of feeling.
That's right. And when they say too how before it was they said the most romantic languages were Italian or Spanish, and now really it's just where you feel.
What
love.
I say in this particular song is peace, love, and light in my heart and all over the universe. So I repeat that.
It's beautiful.
In different moods and in different modes.
And
in order to influence the subconscious memories and to change the memories to change the negative memories into positive ones. That's the goal and function of this album.
I'm positive that it will be received in an incredible manner, and everyone is just going to love this work that you're doing, and just continuing playing it and just asking you to create more and more of it, and or surrender to allow more of it to come through. It's incredible as it's activated. And again, you said for everyone to hear one more time the title of this CD.
Yeah, the title is...
I didn't want to say it wrong. Tech and Serenity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
And that, again, everyone, is they can receive it, or it is available through your website at www.patrickbernard.com or the www.devicd.com. Or, I'm sorry, here it is. DivicCD.com.
Yeah.
Patrick, I want to thank you for being on the show, and thank you so much for your magnificent music and how it inspires, and to wish you further success and happiness and love and joy with what you do to bring this music to the world and to help activate everybody that hears it while you're traveling, or whether you hear it during a meditation or yoga or a healing session. I wish we had more time to go on with your incredible story, and especially about your journey of everything. It's absolutely wonderful. I really want to thank you and wish all the success with this and the awakening. And once again, you can learn more about Patrick at www.patrickbernard.com. And for all of you who are listening to us, I thank you so much for joining us and being with us. And to tune in next week when Enrita Melchizedek will be hosting the Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery at the same time, 3:00 Eastern Standard Time, 12:00 Pacific Standard Time. And she'll have an amazing, another magnificent channeling. So please tune in and have a magnificent week full of cosmic ecstasy. And thank you so much. Aloha.